You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm in the studio with Kate Lochte and Murray Police Department Sergeant Dave Howe. Dave, welcome back to Sounds Good.
Hey, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
We're always pleased to have a Murray police officer in our midst, and I want to thank you again publicly for volunteering for WKMS from time to time. You are an NPR listener, and we're really proud of that.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to come in and help out in any way I can.
Now, you're here today because you've got an important event coming out that, I hear about with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They often ask if our radio station participates in this event in our community. It's called National Night Out, and it's coming up August 5th. Tell me more about it.
National Night Out, like you said, it's on August 5th. It will be at Chestnut Park, which is at 10th and Chestnut. It'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. And National Night Out, as the name implies, is a national program. Nationally, it's a program where police departments and public safety entities partner with neighborhoods, usually a troubled neighborhood, and they provide a safe atmosphere to hold a block party, basically. Since Murray is fortunate enough not to have what would qualify as a bad neighborhood, we take the opportunity to have sort of a public safety fair atmosphere. We gather in the large parking lot there at 10th and Chestnut, and we get all the public safety entities from the area to come and be available for the public and show off their presentations that they do and some of their equipment and some of the, basically just show the public how they serve and give an opportunity to interact that we sometimes don't have otherwise.
Yeah, I've always had the impression that people don't think of the public service part of law enforcement before the I'm going to get you kind of, you know, I'm going to arrest you for something persona. But the job, at least, of the police department is really public safety.
That's right. It is. And you know, a lot of people don't think about, well, why am I getting a speeding ticket? Well, the reason you get a speeding ticket is because we want people to slow down. So we're trying to, you know, emphasize that public safety aspect. So this National Night Out is an opportunity to not just the police department, but also other agencies. For example, we're going to be there. We'll have a table. We'll have some sort of goodies to give away. The fire department will be there. Murray Fire Department will be there. They are going to be demonstrating their extrication equipment, what a lot of people call the jaws of life or whatever. They're going to have a couple of cars there to cut up and
better
show people.
Better to see the demonstration than to experience it.
Sure. And another advantage, I know that they like to do those public demonstrations so people have an understanding of what's going on in case they are in an accident and do have that equipment in use. They're more familiar with it, or at least they've seen it before. Coway County Fire Rescue is going to be out there. They have that public information trailer that they have for the kids to crawl through. And I know they smoke that up and the kids can see what it's like and practice crawling out of the house. Kentucky State Police is going to be there. Last year they brought out their rollover simulator and their drug education trailer. They're going to bring one or the other or both of those out. The Red Cross will be there. They'll have information about their disaster and humanitarian relief services and an opportunity. I know they always have opportunities for volunteers to sign up. One of the big things that we had last year and is again going to come out this year, AirEvac is going to fly in a helicopter. They'll actually fly in and land on the ball field there. So that was quite a sensation last year, and we look forward to wowing the crowd with that helicopter again this year. Other than that, we're also going to have we've had some local businesses sponsor some door prizes. A lot of them are sort of safety oriented, a lot of first aid kits, emergency roadside kits, stuff like that. I know some of the sponsors are still working on what they're going to donate. Last year, we did have a signed Murray State basketball from the basketball team that was given out. I'm not sure exactly what prizes we're going to have this year. But it's not just an educational thing, but there's something for everyone. The whole family will be there. I know Woodman the World is going to be there. They're going to have their popcorn popper set up, and some other businesses have sponsored to have cold drinks and stuff out there. So it's going to be a block party with all your emergency services there. So
I'm glad you mentioned kids, because We've spoken recently with Chrissy Ramey of Families on the Spectrum in Paducah, and they held a safety event very much like this to introduce special needs children to people who look different because of the uniform attire, so that a law enforcement or a fireman or a Kentucky trooper, they don't look as intimidating once you get to meet you and find out just how goofy you are.
that is one of the
and I say that with all due respect.
I appreciate
you're
it,
good
Kate.
Goofy.
Thank you very much. but that is one of the important things. As you just said, it's important that the public, especially children, not just children, but anybody, gets to interact with the first responders and the members of the emergency services in a situation that's not an emergency, so they can talk to us and find out that we are just folks.
You can find out that Dave Howe grows lots of zucchinis and puts them up.
Right. Some of the other, and we'll have some other non-emergency organizations there. You mentioned kids. Callaway County ASAP is going to be there, Substance Abuse Prevention. CASA, so Court Appointed Special Advocates, they're going to be there. I think they're probably going to be painting faces again this year. Murray Electric System is going to be there talking about electricity safety and their home alarm systems and stuff like that. So
another way for parents to think of this is a place where all sorts of conversations can be had that maybe you don't have the expertise to have with your kids.
Right. Right. And also an opportunity, you know, nowadays most people just get all their information off the internet, and if they try looking it up and can't really find it, then they sort of give up. This will be an opportunity to talk, you know, in person with the subject matter experts and find out about fire prevention from the fire department, you know, how to keep my house safe or my kids safe from the various police agencies that will be there. So it's a really great opportunity just to interact.
Well, I want to reiterate, it's August 5th, and it's in Chestnut Park.
Chestnut Park, 10th and Chestnut Street, across from Polly's Restaurant over there.
Okay. And is there anything else we have to mention to make sure that people know? August 5th is a Saturday?
It's a Tuesday.
A Tuesday.
August 5th, Stop Tuesday.
Got that wrong.
It's a couple days. I know it's a couple days before school starts, so everybody should be coming back from their summer vacations, and it'll be a good one last little event to take your kids to or whatever, but before school does start. So,
excellent. Thanks for coming today to talk about it.
Thanks. I really appreciate the opportunity.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.